Yeah! Okay, just to refresh you on what is going on, my time machine went to a little bonkers, and, well, that is because it got struck by a lightning bolt, and I really have no idea where I'm going to end up, or what will happen to the time machine. Wow. Everything is quiet. And the lights are off. And the engines are off. And the instruments. Oh no. Do you know what this means? I know what it means. It means that I will have to recharge my time machine with another lightning bolt in order to leave from this place that I do not know exactly where I am. Let me just step outside. The time machine is sideways, so the door is on the roof, which sounds kind of strange now that I think about it, but jumping, I'm holding onto the door handle and swinging it open, climbing out. It's cold out here. Well, makes sense, because it's snowy and nighttime, too. Ooh, this is cold. I'll go back in my time machine and get a snow coat. Climbing. And jumping back in. Alright, getting on a snow coat. Ooh, now jumping back out. Yo! Wow, can't believe I did that all in one jump. Cool. Can't see anyone or anything except miles and miles of snow. What? Where? Who? When? How? Those are all the questions, I guess. I'll try to look and see if I can find any creatures here. Walking. Ooh, those are interesting. Not entirely sure what they are. They look like either an Ophiraptor or a Gallimimus, though I can't exactly tell which, and they're for a whole bunch of them. Hold on. There's another dinosaur in the corner peeking its head out. Okay, this cannot be right. A Tyrannosaurus Rex, but I have no knowledge of any Tyrannosaurus Rex living in the snow. Hang on. That's because it isn't a T-Rex or Trex, as I would put it, because I'm getting off topic, as I do many times, I guess. But it looks to me like a Nanoxaurus. Its name means polar lizard. It is closely related to a Tyrannosaur, though. That's how I got the confusion. And it looks like it's hunting. Oh yeah, it's definitely hunting, because it just sprang out of its hiding spot and is chasing all day. Whatever they are. Now, I guess I'll have to run with them. That's the Nanoxaurus behind me. Whoa, the Tyrannosaurus just hunted down one of the Ophiomimus, Galloraptor, whatever they are. Not entirely sure. But it just caught one of them, but it's not eating it right here. I think I'm gonna follow it to see where it's taking it. Wow, we're going up a snowy hill. Whew, almost fell down there. I'm getting down low because it turned to look at me, and I don't want it to know that I'm here, because then it might try to hunt me, which would not be good. Now to slowly crawl up to follow it. Whew. Looks like a cave. Hey, what's making that squawking sound? Whoa! 6 baby Nanoxauruses just ran out of the cave. They're chirping up and down excitedly. I guess they're hungry. But wait, why is the Nanoxaurus eating the... You know what? I've identified it as more Gallimimus looking, though I'm not completely certain. Now it's eating the Gallimimus. Why? And now the baby Nanoxaurus is... They're hopping up and down excitedly, and one just face planted into the snow. That is so cute. Ooh, and that is so gross. The mama Nanoxaurus just barfed out the Gallimimus thing that it just ate. And now the baby Nanoxaurus are eating the vomit. As I've already said, that is gross. I'd recognize that sound anywhere. It's a thunderclap. Perfect! Now I can recharge my time machine with any lightning that strikes the lightning rod that I will set up soon. Now the Nanoxaurus is leading the babies inside the cave. Good, keeping its babies safe. Now I'm just gonna run down the hill and back to my time machine. Well, I guess rolling down the hill is one way to do it. But I think I just bumped into something on the way down. Oh, yay! Another Nanoxaurus. This one recognizes me as prey. But also something I forgot to mention is Nanoxauruses were not too much bigger than me, so very much smaller than the T-Rex. But either way, I think I'll still have to run! The Nanoxaurus is still chasing after me. Hey, more of the Gallimimus things. They're running from it too. Whoa. What did I crash into this time? Hey, my time machine. Very good. Another thunderclap. It's getting closer. Just climbing up the time machine. And jumping in. Woo! Now just pushing up the lightning rod. There we go. All done. And the Nanoxaurus is still chasing the Gallimimuses and heading towards the time machine. Oh, great. the Nanoxaurus had just crashed into the time machine. All right. Now I am closing the door. The thunderclap. The lightning. It just hit the lightning rod. Aha, I think we're back in business. Or whatever you call it. I call it the power is back on in my time machine. Hooray! Now I can leave this ghost town-like place full of snow. Right. Now that the power is back on, I think I'll go get myself some hot cocoa. With the hot cocoa machine, which is upstairs. Just something about my time machine. It is much, much, much bigger on the inside. Not sure how, though. Now we're just going upstairs. Alright, I'm back down here with some hot cocoa! Alright. Now I shall drink it right about to now. Whoa! One of those Gallimimus things just got into my time machine. It got into my time machine before I closed the door without me even noticing it. It scared me, and I dropped my hot cocoa right onto the control panel. Oh no, my hot cocoa! Oh no, the control panel! You know, if I'm being honest, I think we all saw that coming. Either way, I guess we're... going somewhere. I wonder where we are. Let me just look out the window. Wow. We're on a singular, super duper small island surrounded by ocean. Let me just check the instruments to see where I am. Okay, I am in the Paleozoic period, but it's not specific, whatever word you use, specifying, I guess, where I am. Let me tell someone when. Oh, by the way, the Paleozoic period was before dinosaurs existed. So, I guess we're on for a wild ride. Most of the creatures here lived in the ocean, and I think I see a gigantic fin sticking out of the water.